This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. Now, there's a case going on at the moment at the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal. It's a real mouthful to get yourself around, isn't it? Relating to Way Out, the Rural Youth Suicide and Outreach Project in Kyneton for gay and lesbian youth. Now, they were trying to rent a retreat, a camp, whatever you call it, on Phillip Island that's run by the Christian Brethren. And the Christian Brethren wouldn't let them because they said that it was against their religious principles. Now, the question has arisen as to whether this is actually legally correct or not, and we'll find that out when the case finishes. But in the meantime, joining me on the line at the moment is the CEO of the Youth Affairs Council Victoria, Georgie Ferrari. Good morning, Georgie.
Good morning, Doug.
So, do we know how things are going down at VCAT?
Yeah, I was there all day, well, for most of the day yesterday, so it was interesting to hear the senior counsel's opening statements to the judge and sort of hear them set out what they will be arguing and how they'll be arguing it. So, you know, I think I'm obviously a little biased towards our youth group, but I think that we have a pretty strong case, or they have a pretty strong case.
Now, take us through what the principal issue is here, because on the one hand, the Christian Brethren are saying they're allowed to refuse to rent their facilities to Way Out because they're a gay group, and that contravenes their religious principles.
Their doctrinal beliefs, in fact. And technically, they're right. As the law stands of Victoria, the Equal Opportunity Act grants exemptions to certain groups on the basis of their Christian beliefs. They are allowed to discriminate. However, the law does state that this has to be a reasonable exercising of those beliefs. So it can't be just for any reason. They have to be able to justify the reason that they can reject or discriminate.
So what's the argument that Way Out are bringing into this?
Way Out are saying this was not a weekend away for a youth group sex orgy. It was a very reasonable set of activities that were set out for these young people and the workers that support these young people. Not all of them were actually even gay or lesbian. There were lots of friends of the young gay people that were going to come along and be part of the project and support them. And of course, not all of the workers identified as lesbian or gay either. The objectives of the weekend were to network, to build solid relationships with other same-sex attracted youth support groups and their supporters around the regional areas of Victoria, to come together as a group to set a plan of strategic plan for the next 12 months for how they would work together. And to talk about issues of discrimination, ironically, to talk about issues of discrimination that they face in the community. So that irony is not lost on the young people who tried to get to the camp and do that.
Yeah, and I suppose the argument is that this is not, it's not like they were planning to hold church services or and enter into a premises used for religious purposes, shall we say, or liturgical purposes, if we want to be a bit more narrow. And that in fact this is a commercial business that the Brethren are running.
Exactly. Now the Brethren have tried to say we hold Christian youth groups here and youth camps here and that's our primary purpose, but actually information that they have on their website contradicts that. They state clearly on the website for this resort that they hold corporate groups and community groups and school groups are welcome to make booking inquiries. So It's pretty clear from the evidence that was presented yesterday by the Way Out legal counsel that they were rejected once the coordinator of that group identified what their purpose were and who they were as a group. And so now legal argument will hinge around whether Way Out actually made an application for accommodation, because you can't be rejected unless you make an application. So there's some legal technical argument around that. And whether whether it really bases the judge will. It all hinges on whether the judge decides to interpret the legislation around discrimination widely or narrowly. Like, is a group allowed to discriminate on any grounds, or do they have to actually be quite specific and clear about why they are rejecting a group?
Yeah, well, a listener has just messaged in. Wayne says, this whole thing is absurd. Why should we as a group force Christians to provide their facilities to us when they don't want to? That's just a waste of time and money. Why don't we just find somewhere else to go, for goodness sake?
Yeah, well, Wayne, the principle of this is, you know, why should we? What kind of message are we sending to young people that we're working with to support about not accepting homophobia and discrimination in our society if we just put our tails between our legs and walk away when we're told we're not a suitable group for this facility based solely on the fact of our sexual orientation? That's the message. This is a symbolic action that we're taking to say this is not okay, and it's really important for young people. If we're saying stand up proud, be proud that you're gay or lesbian, don't accept homophobia and discrimination, and yet we say, oh, they won't let us come here because we're gay, well, that's all right, we understand, we've got to respect their wishes, we'll go somewhere else. I just don't accept that. I think it's bad role modelling, and I think it's a bad, they made a bad decision, the Christian Brethren made a bad decision, and it should be challenged.
Yeah, and of course this could have profound implications further down the track for lots of law, because there are all kinds of religious exemptions to discrimination law, aren't there?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we're hoping that this will be a precedent-setting case so that religious groups don't feel like they've got carte blanche when it comes to discriminating against certain groups in our society, because it's also, they can now... religious organisations and schools that have got a religious basis can decide not to employ single women who have children or people who live de facto couples based on the fact that it's not within their Christian teaching. So it doesn't just have implications for the gay community.
Mm.
And I guess going back to Wayne's point, would Wayne accept it if an Aboriginal person went to a cinema to buy a ticket and the cinema said, I'm sorry, this is a whites-only cinema, you can't come in here? We wouldn't expect that person would just go, oh, accept that and go, okay, well, that's their beliefs and I respect them. We've moved past that kind of discrimination. We know that that's not acceptable, but why should we accept that it's okay for gay and lesbian youth to be told that we don't want your kind here, which is what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one wants to respect people's religious beliefs, and I'm not advocating that we don't accept people's religious beliefs, and I think one should stress that very much. But there comes a point, I think, where it's like the story about the people who were running a B&B in the UK.
That's right.
And they said, no, they wouldn't accept any gay couples in their house because they were Christians.
Yeah.
And the question is then, is this their house anymore, or is it a business they're running?
Yeah, and if you want to run a commercial enterprise,
then you've got to play by the same rules as everybody else.
That's exactly right. And I have no doubt that the Christian Brethren are making a nice little bit of money out of this venture. And, you know, why shouldn't they be expected to provide the goods and services that they offer to the general community to this group in the community as well?
Yes, because presumably it would be open to them to say, we only rent our facilities to Christian groups or for Christian purposes.
Yeah, and then, I mean...
And then they would be on solid ground.
Well, and the Way Out coordinator would have looked at that information and gone, this isn't the place for us. But as was made in legal argument yesterday, the group eventually booked the YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association camp in Bacchus Marsh, and the YMCA, who say their organisation is based on Christian principles, was welcoming and open to this group being there. So Christian Brethren can't hide behind a facade of Christian doctrine and speak for all Christians and invoke the Bible as a defence in this case when we've got the YMCA opening their doors to this group, and in fact two Christian organisations were going to be attending. We had Uniting Care same-sex support groups both from Shepparton and from Gippsland who were actually going to be coming to this weekend. Organisations that are based in Christian faith who don't have problems with homosexuality, who support these groups. So, you know, it's a little bit shallow for the Christian Brethren to hide behind the facade of Christian doctrine as a defence.
It is indeed. So what happens next? Is this case going to drag on for a while?
Oh, you bet, Doug. How else do lawyers make their money? Actually, I have to say all of the lawyers that are acting on Way Out's side are doing it in pro bono, which is just fantastic because, of course, a small community youth group that runs on the smell of an oily rag couldn't certainly not afford to take this case to
no,
meet
indeed.
So it's really great that we're getting a lot of pro bono support for their efforts. However, the case is set down for between 10 and 15 days. It's quite a lengthy hearing, and that's largely based on the fact that the Christian Brethren have challenged almost every witness that Way Out have put up and challenged. There's a lot of technical legal argument around the admissibility of certain facts and certain things, so it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. And I think they realise, as much as we do, that there's quite a bit at stake.
Yeah. Wayne, by the way, is not convinced by your arguments. He's come back again and said, would we accept gay people, right-wing church groups coming into our environment and preaching to us? The answer is no. Therefore, why should others do so?
Well, the difference is, of course, that we're
not... But you weren't going preaching.
No, there was going to be no interaction with other people at the group. And I have actually been to one of this group's weekend retreats. They're not out there spreading the word, waving banners, trying to promote what they're doing. It's literally a retreat. Let's get together. Let's sit in a circle. Let's talk about what's going on. Let's do some planning and some strategy. The campsite at Phillip Island is huge. They would have had no interaction with anybody else that was there, and they certainly weren't looking to promote or change the attitudes of the camp owners in any way around homosexuality. That wasn't the mission.
No. Well, you've got a supporter. You've got Robert in Northcote, who says secular law shouldn't allow any religious discriminatory behaviour. So
yeah, I'm with you, Robert.
Yeah. Okay. I think I am too, Georgie. I think I am too.
We generally do preach the converted on joy, don't we?
Well, unfortunately, yes. And this is the one where I dropped the mask of the independent journalist. bugger that for a game of soldiers, as they say. We do exist for the GLBTI community and to advocate for our rights. So
I
think I'm justified. Georgie, thank you very much for joining us
Lovely.
This morning.
Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Georgie Ferrari from Youth Affairs Council Victoria. She's the CEO there. It will be interesting to see how this particular one plays out, and it could have profound implications for anti-discrimination law because it could set quite a considerable precedent.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.